Hello everyone, Paul Akers, and welcome back to the American Innovator, Day 9. Today we are traveling from Munich to a small little town outside of Munich called Dachau, renowned for the concentration camp, where basically this concentration camp became the model for all the other concentration camps and extermination camps that the Nazis used during World War II. We enter into the main gate. This is actually the administration building, and the famous sign on the gate, Arbeit macht frei, which means work will make you free, which we know nobody was ever freed from these camps. Over 12 million people died in these camps.
So an interesting fact, this is the original town, the old quarter of Dachau. Back then it was only about 4,000 or 5,000 people. And the concentration camp was right out here, outside of town. And to put it in perspective, Auschwitz was 25 times larger than Dachau, but this is where they learned everything from Dachau. So this is the concentration camp. This is the entire perimeter of the green area. This is the crematorium area, and this is some kind of a farm or plantation area right here. You can kind of see the size of it.
So as you walk through the camp, there are sculptures and memorials throughout the camp remembering all the people that died in this camp from 1933 and 1945. It's really hard to comprehend what happened here. Now, this camp was designed for 4,000 or 5,000 people, and there were 30,000 people here. And they were stuffed in here in unbelievable conditions. Now, these barracks are recreations of what was there. They tore them down because they were in such bad conditions, and there's different levels. These bunks are not as good as the ones we just saw. So this is a level 2 and then level 3. These are where the lockers, where this all looks very nice or nice enough, but it actually was nothing at this nice. It was crowded in here. When you see the pictures of the way people were housed in here like animals, even animals are treated better than this. And then this is the stage 3 where they were just shoved in here. No partitions between any of the beds. And there were a lot of barracks. Just look at all this. Look at how big this place was. It's massive. And again, trying to get this in perspective, Auschwitz in Poland was 25 times larger than this camp. Now, this camp had a trench all the way around it with barbed wire. It's right really in the middle of a small town. So people knew what was going on. Now, these were the crematoriums, and this was very difficult going in here. This is where the people came in and got unclothed, and then they went into the showers, which they told were showers, and they were actually not showers. They were gassed to death. Over 32,000 people died here and were cremated. And this is actually one of the showers right here, and the shower heads are on the top. The pellets came through. A guard would throw pellets in through these little ventilation things right here and then shut the door. And then the people would die. They'd take the bodies out. They'd stack them up, and they'd stack them up in this room. And then they would put them into the crematoriums, which you're going to see in a minute. And they would just literally stack them up like wood. It was absolutely hard to believe what happened during World War II. And these are the crematoriums where they were burned. And these are the places where the guard would put the pellets in and then shut this door, and the gas would kill the people. Just really incredible. 12 million people total died in the concentration camps, and a total of 6 million Jews died in these concentration camps. Just absolutely unbelievable when you think about the ramifications of all this. And when you think about the total scope of the war, between 50 and 70 million people died. Now, these concentration camps were throughout Germany and Eastern Europe. These are the actual clothing that the prisoners wore, if they were lucky enough to even have clothes. And a lot of them were very severely beaten and tortured. And this is one of the torturing bench and whipping benches. And to say the least, it was a very difficult day on day 9, but it's something you have to see. We cannot forget history. As we continue our Band of Brother tour throughout Europe.